Mira and Harper Audio present The Last Grand Duchess, a novel of Olga Romanov, Imperial Russia and Revolution, by Bryn Turnbull, performed by Mary Jane Wells. A note before we begin. For a cast of characters, a note on the Romanov family, a glossary and more, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/audio/The Last Grand Duchess. In 1896, Prince Charles of Denmark took it upon himself to read the horoscope of Grand Duchess Olga Nikolaevna, Tsar Nicholas II's infant daughter. Based on the relative positions of Jupiter and Neptune at the moment of Olga's birth, Prince Charles felt confident that the child would grow to be a woman of medium height, with a round face and chestnut hair. He predicted several critical periods in Olga's childhood, noting that if she reached the age of 8, she would enjoy 12 years of peace. This period of happiness was to be cherished, Prince Charles concluded, for it is certain that she will never live to be 30. Prologue. November 1907. Alexander Palace. The air in Mama's reception room was thick with smoke and rumours, unsettlingly quiet despite the crowd of people gathered within. Flanking the double doors, two footmen stood at the ready, their glittering livery bright against the marble walls. Olga's aunts and uncles gathered near the immense windows, waiting for dawn, as light from the ruby chandelier pooled bloody shadows on the parquet floor. From down the hall, Olga could hear cries of pain, the hurried tattoo of feet along the corridor mirroring the frantic thrum of a distressed heartbeat. She winced, wishing she could drown out the noise. By the fireplace, Aunt Olga paused mid-sentence, gripping Aunt Zenia's fingers as they waited for the noise to subside. Uncle Sandro, his arms wrapped around Tatiana and Maria as he read to them from a book of fairy stories, pressed his eyes shut, his face lined with grief. Anastasia, playing on the carpet with a set of building blocks, looked up uncertainly, pushing ringlets from her cheeks with pudgy fingers. At 6 years old, even she seemed to understand the significance of their younger brother's screams. Still, in its own ghoulish way, the noise was reason to hope. If Alexei Nikolaevich, Olga's only brother, was able to cry, it meant that Russia still had an heir to the throne. Seated beside Olga on a cream-coloured love seat, Grandmama turned, her lips pursed into a thin line. As Dowager Empress, Grandmama had long learned the art of concealing her emotions from view, but today she too looked beaten. She ran a hand along the diamond necklace that hung low on her breast, grasping the jewels as if they were beads in a rosary. "Courage, child," she whispered, allowing Olga to snug closer to her side. At 12, Olga knew she was too old to crave the comfort of her parents, too old certainly to acquire their attention while they dealt with the doctors. It was her job, after all, to be strong for her younger sisters. They'd need her in the weeks to come. But for the moment, she let Grandmama comfort her, as though she were as small as Anastasia, and wordlessly crawled onto her lap. Grandmama placed her hand on Olga's head, letting her fingers fall over Olga's unruly braid. "This is a difficult day, my girl," she said, her voice creaking with sorrow. "Perhaps the most difficult day we will ever face." Olga could feel her grandmother's diamond necklace digging into the bony ridge of her shoulder blade. Today had indeed been difficult. The long hours of prayer and inadequate distraction from the dread that awaited any news about Alexei. Haemophilia. Olga's sisters didn't yet know the word, but Olga did. She'd been told never to utter it aloud, never to hint to anyone.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?